With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Search continues for suspects in that mass shooting in Birmingham, Alabama last night. Four people killed, at least 17 others have been wounded. Police Chief Scott Thurman says this appears to have been a targeted shooting.
We believe the individual that was targeted is among the deceased. We believe that there was a hit, if you will, on that particular person, as far as, you know, someone was willing to pay money to have that person killed. We just have that information from some of the information we've learned in the last few hours of investigation. I mean, that could change, but that's where we're at right now.
Meanwhile, two people have been killed, three more wounded in a weekend shooting in downtown Minneapolis. At least 34 people are dead in a huge blast in a coal mine in Iran. More than a dozen have been hurt. Many others are still missing. Officials say that explosion, one of the worst mining disasters in the history of Iran. Also at srnnews.com, new problems for the UK Labour Party.
Britain's Labour Party is gathering for its annual conference amid a rocky start in power and a scandal over clothes. Whilst the annual Labour Party conference should be a time to celebrate their landslide victory in the recent UK elections, Prime Minister Keir Starmer has a lot to worry about. His government is facing a reckoning with a battered economy and an electorate impatient for change. The mood among Labour members gathering in Liverpool has been further dampened by a storm over Starmer's acceptance of freebies at a time when millions of people are struggling with the cost of living. Karen Shamas, London.
Israeli troops have raided the office of the satellite news network Al Jazeera in the West Bank. Troops ordered the bureau to shut down early Sunday, that coming amid a widening campaign by Israel targeting the broadcaster. This is SRN News. Pornography is bad for your mental health.
A new poll from the Institute for Family Studies finds that young adults who view porn frequently are more likely to feel lonely and suffer from depression. A control group of people who did not look at pornography had much better mental health. A growing number of states are passing laws designed to keep children from accessing porn and getting hooked on it. The major online pornographers, including Pornhub, are fighting any and all restrictions in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For a second time this year, congressional Republicans blocking legislation to establish a nationwide right to in vitro fertilization. GOP lawmakers argue the bill's an election year stunt by the Democrats. IVF is a controversial in very pro-life circles because the process involves the generation of multiple embryos, some of which are later destroyed. This is SRN News. An educational opportunity for the nation's inmates.
A top supplier of digital devices for U.S. prisons is launching a new program to help incarcerated individuals earn a high school diploma by using the company's tablets. The expansion in virtual education could hold promise for inmates, many of whom lack basic literacy skills. Digital devices can help prisons continue offering programming, even when volunteers can't enter, such as during security lockdowns. But some advocates warn shortcomings with prison technology remain. Tablets are designed to have limited functionality due to security concerns. John Scott reporting.
Former Washington State Governor and U.S. Senator Dan Evans has died. The Republican served as governor from 65 to 77. He was also the keynote speaker of the 1968 National Republican Convention. He was 98. More details at srnnews.com.